do you remember about your first impression of Mike Vrabel, and how is your relationship?
My first impression? Yeah. Oh, I did not like him. Yeah, I mean, I can say that, you know, but what I've grown into, man, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he coaches hard. He holds his guys accountable, you know, and I'm not saying that lightly. He really does, you know, and he leads this group, the team, you know, and honestly, I believe that he's daring somebody to challenge him so he can show you, you know, he still thinks he can play. So.
This is Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Very nice, this little churches. It is the Ken, Rich, Ted Johnson show with Christian Arcan today in the Ketches Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And I was impressed. I don't know how you guys felt about A.J. Brown today. I liked the fact that he handles the media in a way like somebody who has played in a town where the media is very critical. He knew how to answer the questions. He seemed very likable. That answer right there I thought was fantastic. And that was obviously he had a little bit of a butting heads history with Mike Vrabel. But he's also given Mike Vrabel credit for pushing him to become the great player that he is. And I know that, Ken, you brought up how when he was with the Eagles, there was a little bit of a concern about how he was somewhat passive-aggressive on his social media, and he even said something along the lines in an interview of, I used that to hopefully motivate some of the other players on the team. I don't think that's the best way to motivate the players on your team. I've always thought that the best leaders are the ones who do it in the locker room and don't do it in front of, and don't do it blindly on social media, especially with these really vague memes and messages that you're going to have to sit there and interpret. But I also believe that he's not going to be that guy around Mike Vrabel.
Well, the one thing, though, about that, he seems to believe that his approach, he does it, he talks through the media to light the team up, and he, like, thinks that's a good idea. So when you say he won't do it because of Vrabel, he's kind of telling you, well, this is my method of leading. I think it helps us. The Eagles didn't handle it. They didn't like my method or whatever, but maybe Vrabel will give him some leeway there, because Vrabel's kind of loose about that, right? I don't think he's, like, telling guys to stay off social media.
I don't know. I don't think it's stay off social media, but I also have a feeling that Vrabel's not above going to a player and just going, hey, we like to keep things in-house, all right? Mm-hmm. I think that the best way to build a strong team and to keep people from, you know, having a New York Giants situation like we had with Jackson Dart this past week, where you had players on his own team calling him out on social media. So the way to avoid anything like that is, if you have a problem with somebody, let's deal with it in-house. I can see Vrabel being a strong enough leader to be able to tell even a star as big as A.J. Brown that, don't you?
Yeah, except he did kind of, with Travion Henderson, right? Like, he did sort of come out and say, well, we don't want to talk about our, whatever he said. I forget exactly what it was, but he didn't keep it in-house, I guess. Like, he did speak on Henderson and his very biblical, the postings that he has. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be something that would land. I don't think it would need to with Brown, though, because I feel like Brown and him, like, there's enough mutual respect there that Brown would play ball.
Yeah,
right.
So,
like, I think, you know.
Well, so in Philly, to recap some of his stuff, we talked about the Bible verse he posted once. Fine. He had the most famous incident is when he had the book on the self help book that he's reading right during the playoff game. The owner, Jeffrey Lurie, had to meet with him at one point to hash out concerns over the team, because he had told reporters, I want to win. I just think we're focused on winning and doing our job. We can't keep slapping a Band-Aid on the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. At what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense? So he basically ripped the defense. You know, as an offensive guy, like, if he says these things, Vrabel's going to have to speak on it.
Sure, there's not even a question. But I also think that Vrabel seems like the kind of coach that you don't want to disappoint. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You ever had like a boss or like a relative or somebody?
I disappoint all my bosses. Yes. Every single one.
They just like, you know what? There's some you just don't care about. You're like, this guy's an ass. Who cares? You know. But like, sometimes you either work for somebody or there's somebody in your family that you just don't like. I had, it was funny, like my wife's grandfather was like that. He was just like the most stoic, nicest guy, but you knew that you just didn't want to ever disappoint the dude because he was just that dude.
But Vrabel's kind of he gives it and he takes it. Is he really that guy? He's almost like he's given US, so you kind of want to give it back. He's more volatile than you don't want to disappoint him. I think there's going to be fireworks.
That thing with Barmore last year, though, right? I mean, there was a thing there, and they got past it, and then they were hugging each other, you know? So, like, I don't know. I see what you're saying, but yeah.
I guess my prediction is we're going to have some moments that are sideline blowups, and you're just going to have to expect that. I mean, the Eagles...
You really think that?
Yes. They're calling him a super diva in the Philly Inquirer. Okay. He's a diva receiver.
Here's why
Get ready for that.
Here's why I don't think it's going to happen, at least in the first year, is because I think he's going to be extremely happy with the amount of catches he's going to be getting. He's going to be very successful because he's perfect for Drake May, and Drake May is a great quarterback. And I think any time a player is happy and they're getting their touches and they're getting their yards... That means that kind of stuff doesn't happen anywhere near as much. Now, did he have a good quarterback in Jalen Hurts? Absolutely he did. But can you have a falling out? Absolutely you can. This is fresh. You're in the honeymoon stage.
And this is the best quarterback he's had, right? So he's going to want to get off to a good foot with Drake and not piss him off.
Great point.
You know.
Great point. This is the best quarterback that he has played with. And I just have a feeling that he is in a much better place where, like, it just seemed like there was a dark cloud over that team for the past year and a half over in Philly. And I just have a feeling it's just going to be a completely different vibe.
It was a lot of pressure in Philly. Obviously, they're trying to repeat last year. What's the pressure level here? I almost feel like the Vrabel thing took some of the pressure off. That's kind of good.
Yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown's a big reason why they didn't get out of that wild card round. You know, like, he had a really bad game against the Niners. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you think he quit or whatever, then it's troubling, obviously. But I think you're in for, like, a long honeymoon period here. Like, I just think that's
–
you're
like
set up for
team.
That. He wanted to be here. What wide receiver ever wants to play here? Honestly. Like,
it's amazing.
Well, none of them ever
You're
did.
Making a great point because this has become, because of Drake May, a destination.
Yeah.
But in this case,
ever since Brady left, it was absolutely like nobody wanted to be here. Nobody wants to be a Patriot. And then Drake May gets here, and all of a sudden people see what this guy's got. And then, of course, they go to the Super Bowl. People love Vrabel, too.
Yeah, in this case, Vrabel. And he grew up loving the Tom Brady Patriots of the early 2000s in Starkville, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So it's like the dynasty is paying off 20 years later. You're convincing a guy to want to come here.
And the other thing, too, is with Belichick gone, and it seems like they're just about to break the bank for Gonzalez, they're no longer a team that's viewed as cheap. So not only is this a place where you could possibly win, but you could make a decent amount of money.
Let's see what happens with Gonzalez before.
Yeah. He's going to get that deal. Put it this way. If he doesn't get that deal, we riot.
Well, they could trade him.
Not going to trade him.
For two firsts?
For two firsts.
So they traded Sauce Gardner. The Jets did. So.
But the thing is you have to win now. Mm. Like, you can't. The two firsts, who knows how long that's going to take? I know you've got Drake for a while. But, I mean, you also have him, as we were saying, like for, another couple of years on this rookie contract?
What's the worst case? If they ride out, if it's a contract dispute through, like, week 10 or something, he's got to show up at some point and play, right?
They're going to pay him. I have no doubt.
No doubt?
You can't go in like this. You can't go in with it like the whole A.J. Brown thing, give up a pick for him. They're going to want any kind of positive news. Do you know how much backlash they're going to get if they let Christian Gonzalez go? If they trade Christian Gonzalez, do you know how much fans are going to be completely BS about all of that?
Definitely. I play the Vrabel-Gonzalez answer here today? He was asked about the contract. Last question of the press conference. I think Karen got it in. Karen Garigian. Good. A little bit of a cryptic answer, I thought. Here's Vrabel.
Well, I think that there's, the contract is the business and the professional side of this. The personal side, I don't want to let anything interfere with that. I want Christian to be ready when he comes back, and I would imagine that he would be here next week, and if he is, then we'll coach him and be ready to move on and get him ready to help us and help himself. And contracts are a part of professional sports. I understand that, but I also know that those should remain private. And like any contract, you want to make sure or negotiation that everybody feels like they get something out of it. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
So what's that mean at the end? A contract that everybody should get something out of it, I'll leave it at that. Almost like he's saying they're asking for the moon here.
I'm not reading anything into that. I'm not.
Do you read anything into that, Arkin?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, what's that mean? I've never heard anyone classify a contract supposed to be for the player. The team's not supposed to get something from the contract. It's supposed to be to pay this number one corner in market value, which is a lot of money. I mean, listen, it's a lot of money, and Gonzalez wants more. He wants to be paid like a number one defensive player. Like, he doesn't think it should be corner, defensive end, whatever. He should just be paid the most because he's the best.
Let me hear the last 10 seconds of that. Let me hear that one more time. Because is this like, I just want to make, is this a case of sports talk radio where we're trying to like, read into something?
But I still am doing
it. Let me hear this.
Should remain private. And like any contract, you know, you want to make sure or negotiation that everybody feels like they get something out of it. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, thank stop, you. Ken. That's nothing.
That's not nothing. That's weird.
That's stiff.
That's cryptic.
Where are you standing on this?
I mean, he's basically saying that both parties want to feel good, walk away feeling good. That's
right.
All.
Right, which is a big nothing.
What the hell?
What just happened? Confetti
that's
just fell
confetti from Jones and Keith.
Confetti just fell from the ceiling.
That's a sign.
I thought the roof was caving
that's
in.
That's a sign I'm onto something that is cryptic.
It's
a sign of magic.
That was funny.
That guy was right at the Vrabel press conference.
That's right. It's magic everywhere.
I think you talk about content.
What the hell was that? People listening have no idea what just happened. Like, all of a sudden, the ceiling just started pouring down confetti. All
right,
this is
America, right? That's a tarnish on the legacy of America.
America's a good band. That's not a very good song.
That is a horrible song.
No,
that's
it's not. All right, I love it. Art
Walpole, on line one. Right again, Ken.
What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. I tell you, Rich, I love you, brother, but if you think that if you sell your house, bet your house against them signing Gonzalez, I think you're in La La Land. Bill Belichick would have had him traded by now, and he would have had two good corners rather than one great one. And I think it could go either way right now. I do not. I mean, I hope they sign him. Obviously, it's not my money, but this guy to say he is should be paid as the top corner in the league, a guy whose injury situation already has been a little bit. You know, questionable, you know, over his short career. I think to say that it's a done deal to give him the kind of money he's looking for, I think is wishful thinking.
So, Art,
I hope it happens.
And Art, you're making it. Listen, I understand what you're saying. How upset would you be if they did end up trading him?
Because of what you were saying, alluding to a few minutes ago, to winning now, I'd be upset.
Yep.
I'd definitely be upset. But again, this is a different organization, and I think you guys all agree with me that Belichick never would give him this kind of money and would definitely get two good corners rather than one great one.
And Art, I would be upset. And Art, to
great
your
call,
point,
Art.
It's a great call. But the one thing I'll say is Belichick is not here, and number two, they don't need any bad press this offseason. They're going to do everything they can to avoid any more bad press. And if that means signing Christian Gonzalez, you better do it.
But that is a good question. Rich, what would you take? Two goods or one great?
One great.
One great? Okay.
Yep, every time.
And also, Bill switched that up towards the end, too, because he got Revis. He gave all that money to Steph Gilmore. Like, he wasn't doing the two instead of one.
Yeah,
like,
but he didn't have a quarterback to pay $300 million a year or whatever he's going to
do. Listen, this is insane what they're about to do. The amount of money that they're going to spend is absolutely effing insane.
That's
we haven't seen anything like this. But they have to sign Christian Gonzalez.
They don't have to.
They absolutely have to.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to give him a little more money this year to play one more year. Then they're going to trade him in the offseason.
And he's going to say, nope, I'm going to sit out.
There'll be somebody. He sits out, he makes nothing.
If he signs anything other than a market-setting deal, he has the worst agent in the league.
Well, no.
Because he's worth it.
At some point, they have the leverage. He's got to make no money, get fined.
Then sit out.
He would sit out and not play at all? What if they offer him $10 million or something?
Don't take out an insurance policy. Less than the market-setting deal that you are worth, Christian Gonzalez.
Take the Lloyds of London insurance policy. Don't
sure,
they still do that?
Maybe that would be the case. That's right. We'll take your calls on that. 617-779-7937. The calls have been good today, even the two that fought against each other. I've quite enjoyed it. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.